Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Who is Undertaker taking on at WrestleMania 29? What tag team says they're coming back to the WWE? And who is The Shield? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
We are the podcast that provides you the most in-depth insights and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is there. Let's get right into the news. So Matt Hardy says he and Jeff are coming back to the WWE. What's going on with this, Aaron?
You know, I don't know. A fan had asked Matt what was going on, and Matt had said, you know, we're going to be back and after Jeff's contract expires. And it'll be interesting to see, because I think that Matt might have just been saying that for fan service, but Jeff has said that he has a plan for after his contract expires, and I think that he may go back to WWE, even if it's only for a couple of years, because, I mean, they're going to pay him really well.
Well, not only that, but you also get money, the great money from house shows. You get a cut of your merchandise as well, and the thing is, he was already set at one point, then he had all those legal troubles. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back just so he can take that little chunk and then retire as a wrestler, and I'm looking forward to see what happens with this.
It's actually not that bad of an idea either. I am in favor if they do go back, because Jeff is one of those talents that he can go anywhere in wrestling, and it won't matter, because having him go there, it'll be fresh, it'll be new. He can have he can have matches with other wrestlers and create new feuds, reignite old feuds.
CM Punk.
Exactly, that's who I was thinking about. And so I think that'd be a really smart move for them to go back, and then go back to TNA after a couple of years. That's what they need to do. That's what a lot of wrestlers need to do. We talked about in last week's show about wrestlers who may be getting released, and it's one of those things where in WCW, WWF days, them going back and forth, it reinvigorated their career. And that was something that I think that is, you know, nowadays is kind of lost.
And one thing, you're talking about reuniting feuds, the one thing also that is really interesting is that CM Punk is supposed to take on Undertaker at WrestleMania 29. So does this mean that he's going to beat The Rock at Royal Rumble, he's going to retain at Elimination Chamber, and then take on Undertaker at WrestleMania 29 to maybe lose to him or actually win?
This is one of those matches, too, where you don't know which way they're going to go. I could see CM Punk beating Taker at WrestleMania 29, especially after watching the CM Punk documentary, which we're going to talk about next week.
We will. But the other thing is also, okay, so they've already wrestled once before, and it's been said before that he got his respect. Do you really want to have CM Punk, who is our age, he's my age, he's 33, do you want someone who's 33 who maybe has an excellent 5 years left, maybe, you know, more than that, do you want him to beat the streak? Because what's more important? I mean, you have two, because also, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about this. You have two streaks. You have the heavyweight championship streak, and I'm sorry, the WWE championship streak, and you'll have Undertaker streak, which is more important, which could be a big selling point for WrestleMania 29, which I am going to say now, he's going to keep till WrestleMania. He's going to keep it until April.
He could. That one I am very interested in, because, like I said, I think that that's one of those things where you look at that and Punk is legitimate enough where you could see him beating Taker. And so I am looking forward to that. But Andy, so the next thing that we need to talk about is that the ratings for WWE, especially in their third hour. First hour is great. Second hour is okay. Third hour takes a dive. And it doesn't matter who's on. You know, this past week it was CM Punk. You know, weeks before it was Cena. It's falling off. So, you know, we heard rumors about them going back to 2 hours. But I got to ask you, do you think that it's a smart move? And do you think they will do it?
Well, here's the thing also is that football, every football game lately has been really good, especially when you get to the fourth quarter. And ESPN has been having those games. And I'm sorry, but I've been watching Raw, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a close game. I want to see what's going on. So I'll switch, and then I'm already taping Raw, so I'll just go back and watch it later. I think that has something to do with it as well. But also, at some point, there's only so many hours of programming you should put on for wrestling. And realistically, I think six is the magic number, and I think that's actually almost too much, and then have a couple recap shows. I mean, I love Saturday Morning Slam. That's the one show I can actually say that I enjoy, and it's meant for kids. You have two matches. They have a little segment in the middle that's made for kids, like the one with Jack Johnson, I think, is my favorite one still. And it's interesting that they do that. I'm just wondering, at what point do you just throw in the yellow flag and say, listen, we'll go to 2 hours, but after, because realistically, they're going to wait till after football. If it's still diving on that third hour, we're going to see them go back to 2 hours. I'm positive on that.
Yeah, and I think that you're absolutely spot on. Andy, let's move on to WWE programming for this week. So Ziggler, and a surprise move, Ziggler takes on Cena on free TV, and he loses. He gets buried, and my question to you is, what's the point?
I don't see a point. The only thing I can see is somehow Cena is wrestling Big Show and like beats Big Show down all of a sudden, and then Ziggler cashes in, because that's something we don't know when he's going to cash it in. So I'm wondering if that's going to have something to do with it. But since it's WWE, who knows? What was the point of, because Ziggler lost clean.
Yeah.
You know, what was the point of that? I don't know. I would love to see where they're going from this, because sometimes there's a great master plan, and sometimes they're just sitting around backstage at Raw. They're like, so what do you want to do?
And I think you brought up something interesting that I didn't even think about, which is Cena, I always think of, is Raw. And Ziggler is actually SmackDown. He's got the SmackDown Money in the Bank briefcase.
Right.
And so this is why the brand split, which has ended, is now, is kind of like, I have no idea what's going on, because, yeah, he can cash in on Big Show, but Cena's not involved at all with Big Show. But they were back in the day, but now they're not anymore, and it's confusing. Like, I think if you were a average fan, somebody maybe who hasn't watched wrestling in a little while, and you turn it on, and then you're like, who's this World Heavyweight Champion, but then you have a WWE Champion, and then, like, one person can cash in, but it's only on this other show, but they're on this show still, like, it doesn't make sense, and I think that's kind of the problem. And they buried Ziggler. Plain and simple. Ziggler made Cena look great. Are they going to have a match on Money in the Bank, or TLC now?
I got this, all right? They unify the titles.
Yeah, when?
Let's say they do an Elimination Chamber. You unify an Elimination Chamber, right? You have CM Punk take on Undertaker. You have CM Punk beat The Undertaker, so he beats the streak. Ziggler comes out, and he can say that he beat both streaks. That's very interesting. Another thing also to think about is, what's going on with the Shield? I'm confused about this. I mean, Roman Reigns has only been wrestling for 3 months, and I only saw him on NXT like 3 weeks ago. I don't get this. And he only said like 3 words.
So what? Let's talk about the promo, the beginning of it, okay? Let's talk about the end in a second. The beginning of it, though. Ambrose, first of all, he's a great speaker. Uh-huh. You know, he's very great on the mic. Tyler Black, Seth Rollins, he's okay. You know, you could tell they needed a little bit of work. But, you know, it's one of those things where Ambrose definitely shined in the group.
Mm-hmm.
The middle of it, though, where Reigns says, I'll let you know when I have something to say. And then you're like, oh, that's intriguing.
All right, let's see what he's going to say, yeah. You know, let's see what's going to happen here. And then all of a sudden, he stands up and says, I got something to say. This interview's over. Okay, so that's all he's going to say. That's more comedic to me. Like Dean Ambrose, to me, I always thought of him as more of a comedic wrestler. Kind of like, not Colt Cabana, but close to that. I just don't understand why Roman Reigns is doing it. I mean, he's okay. He's decent in the ring. Like, he's a natural. He's one of those guys that in 6 months, he could be a top star, wrestling great matches, no confusion on, you know, what's going on in the ring. They can say whatever, and they know what's going on. He's a natural at that. Why make him the comedic relief? Because that's how I took it.
It was funny. And he's supposed to be the intimidating guy. But what he said, the person who wrote his promo, they messed up completely. And I don't know if they were looking at that, reading that, going, oh, you know what? This sounds really awesome. He's going to say, I've got something to say. I've got nothing to say. Like, really?
But the thing is, he said it so bland. He was just like, yeah, I'll have something to say when there's something to say. Oh, I have something to say. Then it's over. If he said, I'll say something when there's something need to be said. Oh, hey, now I have something to say. This interview's over. And, like, flip the chair. If you would have done that, that would have been awesome. And then it looks more intimidating.
Yeah, he's supposed to be that, like, big powerhouse guy. And they kind of made him look, weak. Yeah.
It's just one of those things. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with the Shield. It's a very interesting storyline, that what's going on.
It is actually probably the most intriguing thing going on in the WWE right now.
Yeah, that's pretty sad to say. So, anyways, let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Are you just not happy with web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space and unlimited bandwidth. One-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there, which was just updated and made it 100 times better. Stop by today and try it free demo and see how easy it is. And make sure you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK. You'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the Section 86 Off the Mark page. You'll see a little banner at the top that will redirect you to WWEShop.com. If you spend more than $70, you get $10 off that order. And make sure you always check out HighSpots.com. So let's move on to TNA Wrestling this week, which, by the way, last week we said we weren't going to cover, but guess what? We're in sunny Orlando, Florida. We're just a little skip, jump, and a hop away from where TNA actually wrestles, and we're going to see them next week. That's why, unfortunately. But anyways, let's talk about what happened on program this week. So Bully Ray, Hulk Hogan, and Austin Aries are involved in a three-way.
Not the fun kind.
No.
So Hulk Hogan doesn't trust Bully Ray, and Austin Aries is pitting them against each other, which really makes it interesting. And so with this going on right now, Bully is attacking Austin Aries. In fact, main event, Austin Aries wins against RVD because Bully went and interfered in the match. And it was interesting. It was very interesting because Hogan came out and he had a stare down with Aries, but he also had a stare down with Bully. So you wonder if these two are going to be on the same page when it comes to the final resolution.
Yeah, and the thing is also that Hulk Hogan still doesn't trust Bully Ray. In a way, I think he's saying that he has something to do with the Aces and Eights, so he doesn't trust them on it. But also, Hulk Hogan was about to cry because he said something, Aries said something about his daughter, right?
Yeah.
And that was kind of a big deal, actually, because usually she doesn't get involved, but all of a sudden, Hogan's like, hey, Brooke's not doing anything because she can't sing. So let's go ahead and let's throw her in the mix because we can't have her live because every time she comes on live TV, she looks like crap. And so they have to go ahead and just run everything through, a certain program, which I'm not going to give props to, but they have to run it so she looks pretty. It's called soft around her face. So,
the thing about this, though, I will say, is this is one of the best Hogan feuds or storylines that he's had, and I would say probably the last 5-6 years.
Yeah,
I would say, because this one's actually interesting because Austin Aries is a very interesting character. He's a good wrestler. Bully Ray has improved dramatically in the past 2 years over what he had done in his previous time as a wrestler. I mean, this is like a whole new Bully Ray, which I love. And so with Hogan, him, the way that he's thrusted into it, it's not I'm throwing myself into this storyline. It's I happen to be involved in it.
You know why? Because he's probably going to be a special guest referee. That's why, because that is setting it up for it, when you think about it, because it's going to be Aries versus Bully, and what's probably going to happen is that Bully's going to win, but Hogan's not going to want to throw that three count down, and it could get to 1, 2, and then he stops, and then somehow Aries gets the win over him, which will lead to Bully Ray versus Hulk Hogan at some point, I bet.
And Hogan could put Bully over really well.
And then he could, and that would help Bully Ray out, because nothing against D-Von. D-Von is a good wrestler. But if you took someone out of the Dudleys, I thought D-Von was going to shine. I always thought D-Von was going to be the person to shine. I never thought Bully was going to, but he has.
I never thought either of them would, to be honest.
But the thing is, you can tell that Bully has put in the time, and he's made his character. I love the calf muscle thing that makes me laugh still. So, but yeah, it's actually become an interesting storyline, and I'm really intrigued, and I can't wait for it. So Robert Roode is taking on Jobbers to prepare for Hardy, but what's the point of this?
So he takes on Christian York this week.
He of course just won Gut Check, which is a big feat. So he gets apparently to face your champion.
And they've done I can dissect Gut Check for a week straight. They build nobody from Gut Check. All right,
there's one person.
Okay, you're right.
Joey Ryan.
I apologize. One person has been built from Gut Check, who was a made man before then. Okay?
Yeah, Sleaze was always in with Joey Ryan.
And still love his thing. I love his shtick, all right? I do. I really do. But nonetheless, like gut check, whatever. But so York takes on Hardy. He called out Hardy last week. Makes no sense at all that you have this jobber calling out your world champion, the face of your company. And then Rude gets involved. Rude takes on York this week. Hardy gets involved in that. Normally when you have like a three-way going on, you have the third person is typically a pretty good wrestler, you know, like a mid-card or upper mid-card guy, you know, who could get involved in the world heavyweight title picture. If York gets involved in this, everything TNA has been working for will probably be undone for the world heavyweight title picture, because this guy is a nobody. He is a nobody. I'm not saying he couldn't be good in a few years, but right now, you don't thrust him into that picture. It'd be like Ryback all over. You know?
Yeah, well, it's like basically you're crapping on your title. It's almost like, hey, let's have that Legends title that they used to have in TNA and bring that back. There's no point to that title. And same thing with this. There's no point of having York do it, because if you do it, it's going to tarnish that title. And if you tarnish that title, certain fans will realize it, and they'll be upset.
And that's just him getting involved. That's the thing that's important. That's
him getting involved. Yeah, I mean, and some people can say, oh, what about the whole thing with DDP back in WCW? DDP was there. He always was. Christian York has not done anything. He's been on the indie scene for over 10 years. He was in TNA when they first started, and then he left because he sucked. You know, and he was okay in the WWE, but, like, why bring him in? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's the other thing. So James Storm and AJ Styles are having kind of some friendship pains, which, of course, we know what this is going to lead to.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to lead to them wrestling.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting. So last pay-per-view, in a very smart move, AJ cannot wrestle for the title, until Bound for Glory next year. That's the soonest he can get a title shot. And it's because of James Storm. And so they have a tag match against Kaz and Daniels. Good match. Really good match. Had great spots in there. And Storm gets the pin. And he goes to like shake AJ's hand and be like, hey, good job. And AJ gets out of the ring. And he's like, you know, I'm mad at you. Like, I'm still mad at you at what you did. And, you know, then you steal this pin from me. It should have been mine. And so it's interesting. And I think that that's a really good storyline going forward for those people, because what else is going on is AJ is still having this feud with Daniels and Kaz.
And that's the best part, because there's the one thing that I think our biggest pet peeve is when you're not having another feud when one feud ends. And the thing is, they're doing this. There is another feud the whole thing with the Styles and Kaz, I'm sorry, with Styles, Kaz, and Daniels is going to end. And then you're going to bring James Storm back in it. But you could almost have him have a short one with Storm, and then it could reunite the whole Daniels with Kaz as well. So there's something there's something going on here, and I think this one's being played out properly, which is actually interesting, because usually they've been messing up certain things. And this one I'm digging every week. And the one thing also, I know what your pet peeve with AJ Styles is that he needs to cut his hair again because he looks younger now, which is what we were talking about earlier. So that's just one of those things. But yeah, it's one of those things. So Daniels could actually cause AJ Styles the match as well with James Storm.
Yeah.
Which could be interesting. But I think there's more going on with AJ Styles. I think he's going to get a chance to get the world title, I'm going to say right now, in April. Somehow, something's going to happen, and he's going to have to face the champion.
It could happen where, you know, he could wrestle Storm and they could say, okay, well, the winner of this match can get a title shot, and then the loser doesn't get it until Bound for Glory.
No, I got another one. I think what's going to happen is I would be surprised if Storm gets the title.
And then AJ.
And then he's already going to be wrestling AJ at the pay-per-view, and Impact just aired on Thursday, and they're promoting that match. What are they going to do? They're going to take Styles out. I think actually this is going to be interesting. I'm actually looking forward to see what TNA is doing with this storyline. I'm really pumped about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. Now, Andy, let's talk about what we're doing for next week and for the week after.
Okay, so next week, we've discussed it multiple times. We're doing the CM Punk documentary special. It's excellent. I can't wait to put it. Actually, we can't wait to put it out because it's that good. And it's something that you guys will want to listen to over and over again. Watch the documentary, not the DVD, because I kept saying that. But if you watch the documentary, and then you're going to be able to listen to our show. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. You watch it, you know, the night before on your drive to work. You pop in our podcast. You get about 36 minutes or 37 minutes of a great special that we put out. But the best part is what happens the following week, actually, because we stated earlier, we're in Orlando, Florida. Where are we going next Thursday?
We get to go watch Impact Wrestling Live. So you've heard me talk about it. I've gone to a couple house shows out in Washington. This is going to be really exciting because we get to do it together. And so for our weekly topic, TNA is going to be like running rampant next week because we're not only going to be talking about them because they just had a pay-per-view, but we're going to be talking about them because we saw them live
and also because of Impact. So we're going to be discussing all that, and you guys are going to – you will not believe all the information that we get. And plus, we're probably going to be getting in the ring for a photo op. You know, we got to pay the $20, you know, to get in the ring. And, of course, I will make sure to lift the bottom rope for Aaron to get into. So, but, yeah, we're excited about this special next week. You guys got to listen to it. We cannot wait to put this thing out. It's so good. But, yeah, and then we're going to talk about Impact next week. And then, of course, a few weeks after that, we got our year-end awards as well. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the tour, you can follow the show at AwfulMark86. AP Hughes for him, A Hughes 86 for me. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.